Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Sports Radio 610 presents Payne and Pendergast.
In for Payne and Pendergast, I'm Sean Bajani. He is Brandon Scott. Appreciate you joining us here on Sports Radio 610. Couple of lines available if you want to join in. 713-572-4610. 572-4610. Hit us up on Twitter at Brandon K. Scott, at Sean Bajani. So I've been meaning to get to this for the last couple of segments because earlier in the show, Brandon, you mentioned something about Bregman, and we had a really good Astro conversation. You said something about what we were both discussing, I guess, batting order and how Dusty's just going to, you know, make some unpopular decisions in regards to the differences between him and, you know, the fans. One of which occurred last year in the World Series when he was struggling. Dusty kept him in the same spot in the batting order. And, you know, rightfully or wrongfully, Astros paid for it, but it really shouldn't have just come down to that. As good as Bregman's rolling right now, the point that I wanted to make is just that let's not forget, like, I just coined, like, the phrase, you know, maybe trusty and dusty, right?
Trusty, like, and dusty, I'm with it.
I just have faith in guys that have been there, done that, and been and have coached and managed proven players, you know, for a really long time.
You're going to get people really mad at you with the trusty and dusty thing because there is an irrational hate for Dusty Baker.
I don't understand that.
Just to let you know.
I don't understand
that
at all.
Well, that's why I called it irrational. So that means I cannot explain it to you.
Yeah, I mean, that's just ridiculous.
Like, well, you can nitpick decisions, and I'm not saying that.
Do that with every manager.
Every manager.
And that's my point.
And you should, like, that. There's a healthy, I think, and sometimes maybe unhealthy, mm-hmm. but a healthy and unhealthy passion for the baseball team. And like, the real fans do the thing of, yeah, it's a 162-game season, but they also, like, especially what we do here at the radio, like, really harp on the details of one game or one decision.
Well, that's what I feel like most fans do. Yeah, they don't look at it as 162. I do side with that. I mean, because it is. There's the ebb and flow to the season. Like, you know, I feel like I've had to talk, you know, so many people down over the last few weeks off the ledge for, you know, Martin Maldonado and Jason Castro, Yuli Gurriel, Alex Bregman struggles at the plate, you know, over the course of the last month and a half. And it's just like, my gosh, like, come on. Do you watch baseball, bro?
Yeah.
You know, but stuff happens.
But it had also gotten so bad and the offense was so bad.
But just remember, as Dusty said yesterday pregame, that he always has faith in Bregman. Like, there are guys that you can have the leeway with and then it will pay off. And there are guys that you can bury yourself with. Alex Bregman was not and is not going to be a guy that you dig yourself a hole and can't get out of with. Bregman is a professional hitter. He's a baller. Like, we know who he is when he's healthy. And he's healthy. His swing just hadn't been there, right?
Yeah.
And he's clearly made a fix and adjusted something, and he's rolling now. He's not hitting the Braggy bombs like we're used to seeing it, but I still think that is coming. I still think there's work to be done, but the guy's producing, the guy's getting on base at his career clip. You know, yeah. I think even better than his .380/.390 career clip. Like, this is what he does, but it could rear its ugly head. But just remember when it does, or if it does, Bregman struggles in the postseason. Bregman struggles in the ALCS or the World Series. You know, God willing, we have that problem again this year. Just remember, like, where he'd come from and what, you know, what he's done in the past and the faith that Dusty's had in him, and it's paid off. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's all I want to remind people of, because we are so quick, as you mentioned, to just chastise and criticize and just, you know, forever damn certain decisions by managers or coaches.
Yeah, I roll my eyes sometimes at the whole it's a 62-game season, dismissive of being in the moment type of thing. But I do think that this is an important example of like just how the length of the season matters. Because so earlier in the season when Alex Bregman first started to struggle, after starting off pretty hot, when he first started to struggle, we'd ask Dusty about it. And Dusty, I remember being right there and him telling us that, hey, Alex is seeing the ball just fine because his walk rate was among the higher walk rates in the American League, as it, you know, continues to be, or in all of baseball. But he's saying Alex is seeing the ball just fine. It's just something wrong with the timing in his swing.
Yeah.
And no one nitpicks their swing probably more than Alex Bregman.
Yeah.
And tries to figure it out. So this was just the product of that. It feels like he's figured out whatever it was that the disconnect with the timing of his swing.
Yeah.
The reason why it wasn't translating and seeing the ball and hitting the ball over time now, because this is not, now I'm talking about almost 6 weeks ago now when we were having this conversation with Dusty. Well, over time he's figured out his swing, and that's something that you could expect Alex Bregman to do, even if you have concerns over, you know, how elite of a player is this still? How much have lingering soft tissue issues and injuries hurt Alex Bregman or diminished him a little bit?
Sometimes it's just a long road back. Bregman will return to what he is as a player career-wise. He's not a 242 hitter. He's, you know, a 280, 285 guy for his career. That is who he is. And timing is probably still not where he wants it. I talked about this earlier. Like, go look at the two-run double he hit yesterday in the third inning. He was out in front of that ball. He was leaning over the plate. Like, if he lets that ball travel a little deeper in the zone, it's probably a home run off the wall. Never mind the Crawford boxes. Probably off the wall at the top of the Crawford boxes. 713-572-4610. Let's get out to Stafford. Larry, what's going on, man? Good morning.
What's going on, Sean? Brand, what's going on? Y'all good?
Very good. Yeah, good man. To hear your voice. Good to talk to you again, man. It's been a long time, bro.
Yeah, it has been a minute, man. Y'all might want to buckle up because I got a lot of things I need to fire out. First of all, I ain't buying McDonald's for nobody else that has kids if it ain't my kids, man. I ain't doing it. Hey. Look, you ain't gonna make me feel bad about me taking care of my kids and because you got some other kids. Now, if I want to do it, that's one thing.
Yep.
To try to make me feel like that I'm some kind of bad dude because I'm doing a responsible thing for my child and I'm not with your ass no more, that's a you problem, might want to call lay daddies, man.
Hey, Larry, you know what I would have did just real quick? I thought about this after the fact, after we talked about it. You know what I would have done? Especially if I knew that woman the way that man clearly knows his former woman. You know what I would have done? My child would have ate that McDonald's would have been ate up and gone by the time he got out the car.
Hey, yes, man,
eat your Happy Meal before you go in there with your brothers and sisters.
But this is the key. If you do that, don't do it around the other kids.
Right.
Like, I have to disagree with Larry because, like, if you're going to bring food in front of other kids and not for everybody, you can't do it. You got to bring it for everybody.
Nah, I'm with you, Larry. I understand where you're coming from.
Look here, I'm not taking their ass to Small World or Disney World with me and my son and none of that other stuff. So if me and my son go to CC's, we're going to eat up all the pizza, and if they there and they daddy don't want to bring them along with them, that ain't my problem, man. That's a you problem. That's what my point is. Look, if I had to cut her loose like that, but it's my responsibility because the court's going to make sure that I feed them and pay them. They ain't going to tell me to feed everybody else. They're going to tell me I'm responsible for my dog. That's not a knock on the kids because that's not their fault. They're in that situation. It's her fault that she's in that situation. But all I'm saying is if I stop by and get a Big Mac and a basket of fries for my little dude, and that's who I'm responsible for, he's going to eat.
Hold on. Before you go, Larry, I just love that you brought an in-the-loop topic to this show because I appreciate it, man, because you are obviously a day one, been listening since forever and calling since forever, a Texas or a sports radio caller legend.
Yes, sir.
But. To bring their topic into our show and to break it down, to me, is prime Larry and Stafford, one of your finest moments. I appreciate it.
Hey, I appreciate that. But I got a couple more things. Y'all hold on. Next thing. All this, y'all talking about the Dusty hate. Y'all know why they hate Dusty Baker, man, because Dusty Baker got them wristbands on, a toothpick in his mouth. probably still listen to some of that old Smokey Robinson, and he know more baseball than they'll ever know, and they ass just jealous. Dusty Baker has gotten the Astros to the World Series. Go sit y'all ass down and shut up. Next thing, Alex Bregman is the Tiger Woods of messing with his swing. So that's why Alex Bregman has been having issues with hitting the baseball. But like Tiger Woods, eventually he's going to get around to getting his swing right, and then he's going to go about doing his business. Next thing, look here. I told myself that I'm going to go find the best New York pizza spot in the city of Houston since we own their ass and get me a New York slice because them Yankees ain't going to want to see us come October. And I don't really get excited, really like up in arms about baseball till August or September. That's when them Astros going to really be starting to kick ass and take names because Bregman going to be back. Jordan and all them boys and Pena. Oh, it's going to be fun around this camp if you're an Astro fan. Last thing before I let y'all go. KD being traded may be the dumbest thing in the history of sports other than the fact that the only time these kind of silly things happen is when these dudes' egos get too big and they don't go out there and perform at the level that they should perform at. When you see dudes like KD on the market and Deshaun Watson on the market and that's an anomaly, man. That is not a normal thing that's supposed to occur because you ain't supposed to get rid of them kind of dudes, man. And I don't see where else he's going to be trying to go, whether it's Phoenix or Miami or whatever. He might want to come down here to the H and get under the tutelage of Hakeem Olajuwon with some of these young studs we got coming in here. And I'll holler.
Oh, yeah. Appreciate you, Larry.
I ain't bad at that. Hey, Larry, go
classic
give me
classic as always.
Give me a slice of pizza, too, man. I'll pay you back. Let me know.
I like the Tiger Woods comparison to changing the swing like Alex
Bregman. That was pretty good.
Yeah, I like that pull. All right, a lot of meat on the bone there. I want to revisit some of that stuff. And we have plenty of other little nuggets to get to in the final segment. I'm going to try to do it all. Stay with us. It's Sports Radio 610.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.